This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we try to talk about real issues that actually affect you and your family on this show. We talk about the tyranny that's growing all around us, about having the courage, the moral courage, to stand against it, to speak out against it, and to know that you have liberties and freedoms. And understand, if you go along with tyranny, it'll feed on everybody, even those that have served it. If you stand against it, you will have liberty. So the safe course, the safer course, is standing up, being bold, being focused, being out in the open. Coming up, CIA finds no evidence Hussein sought to arm terrorists. That's coming up. U.S. agrees to international control of its troops in Iraq. Also, we're going to get into the fact that they're covering up the 9/11 evidence and excising it, redacting it, the information the White House is giving to the Whitewash Committee. More on the helicopter crash that killed a bunch of U.S. troops, too. Helicopters colliding. Looks like they were fired upon. World Bank okays Caspian pipeline financing. Speaking of cameras, I've got some of the different surveillance pods here from a website that's got some really good info. We'll go over that and a bunch of emergency drills they've been having to scare everybody into submission here in the last few days, these martial law training drills. We're talking to Paul Joseph Watson, who I have riding shotgun with us on average about once a week now. Paul, let's go back to calls. Brett in Washington, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Pretty good. Sounds like you're driving a truck.
Yeah, I'm a truck driver. I'm a truck driver / preacher. What do you think?
See, I just guessed with that loud noise that it was an 18-wheeler. No, I've learned the sound of somebody in an 18-wheeler versus a car.
Yeah, well, you catch me grinding through the gears right now.
Welcome. Thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. A couple statements, but before I get to that, I have a real quick question. William Cooper, you know him?
Well, he was murdered by a SWAT team a year and a half ago.
Oh, my gosh. Is that right? I did not know that.
Yeah, they killed him at his house in
St. John's,
Arizona.
St. John's, Arizona. Oh, my gosh. Boy, that's... Wow. I did not know that. You know, I used to listen to him, Richard Palmquist. I guess he was a station owner out there in Delano, California, near Fresno.
Yeah, in Fresno, yes.
Yeah, used to run KDNO, Truth Radio, 98.5. He got rid of that. But I used to listen to him, William Cooper. I used to listen to his show, The Hour of the Time, back in the early mid-90s.
Okay.
And anyway, I was just wondering if he was around, but gosh, I'm
sorry. Yeah, he's dead.
Gosh, I'm sorry to hear
they,
that.
A SWAT team came and killed him and his dog.
Oh, my gosh. Was he married?
Yes, he was. His family wasn't there.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, that's too bad. Anyway,
okay, that was your question.
I wanted to make a comment about Princess Di. Princess Diana?
Yes, we have an expert on right now about that.
Okay. You know, I'm kind of wondering if the upper royal hierarchy had something to do with that, because I guess she was involved with a Muslim. Is that right?
Yeah, she was pregnant, and we know they had her killed. And I'm going to go ahead and let you go. Listen after the break, and Paul Watson will recap what happened to Princess Di, okay? Thanks for the call. And then we're going to cover news for about 20 minutes or so. Then we'll open the phones back up if you want to join us at 1-800-259-9231. Big news blitz when we get back after this break. Paul, the evidence is pretty clear on Princess Diana, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, we had an interview probably about 3 weeks ago now. It's still posted on the main page of Prison Planet, where this new evidence came out about how Princess Diana feared for her life. So we went back over all the old evidence about how the cameras in the tunnel were turned off, the car went through a different route, the Mercedes itself was took in for repairs and altered, and it seems that, yes, it was a remote-controlled job whereby they...
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you having problems with the high cost of prescription medications? Who isn't? Perhaps it's privacy issues. Either way, grab a pen and write this number down. 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. That's a toll-free call that will lead you to the online pharmacy. The online pharmacy has free prescriptions on name brand medications. That's right, I said free prescriptions on name brand prescription medications. A quick process with the physicians at the online pharmacy, and you can have your medications delivered right to your door. It's quick, it's easy, and it saves you money on popular name brand medications like diet pills and muscle relaxers, or painkillers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You'll save money on anti-anxiety medications, heartburn relief, or allergy control, all without having to go to the doctor's office. The list is endless, and the prescriptions are free. The online pharmacy respects your right to privacy and can save you money. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. Don't wait. Do it today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, we're having some interesting radio during the breaks today. I've been talking to Mark, who's running the show, about deer hunting. We've done kind of a nature show, a hunting show, off air today. It's been interesting discussion. Maybe more interesting than what's been on air. No, we've been talking about the real world and how serious things are. And we're not just here putting out negative information, as some say. We're trying to expose something that is covered up or is put out there piecemeal by the media to condition you. And, Paul, that's a tactic, isn't it, by the globalist? And secondarily, isn't it in itself positive to admit the problems? Isn't that part of the battle, at least people knowing that they're under attack?
Yeah, well, you find that most people who labor the point, you know, what can we do about it, those particular people aren't even doing anything about it themselves. So, I mean, that's what leads them to say that. But they do put out so many lies that we pick up on where sometimes you get to the point where you think, you know, I know all the lies, and yet am I any nearer to the truth? So it is that kind of disappointment factor that they try and inoculate into people, whereby they put out every horror that they do. So everyone knows about it, but nobody knows, you know, what's really going on, because it's just a smokescreen of lies.
And I think overall the call from Alan was positive. What do we do to get these cameras out of here? You know, who's putting them up? And our answer, the Department of Transportation federally, through the state, through mandates, they'll give them half the money and then make the state pay for the other half, or, quote, you don't get your other highway funds. Well, that's not free federal money. That came from the states, from the people, and is sent back with strings attached. It is social engineering, and we've got to get the general public to get as knowledgeable about social engineering, which is more important in your life than being knowledgeable about football. And it's not that we hate football, it's that we hate the fact that people get so upset about sports, know all the inane pablum and statistics, but don't know what the Fourth or Fifth Amendment is, or how many continents there are, or that Saddam Hussein is a known government agent.
Well, that, and you've made the point many times, Alex, that you can go into any bar and find some fat, bloated guy that knows every single statistic about the football spanning back 50, 60 years, but knows nothing about their rights. So at least we know that the potential is there. Everyone has their own brain and only uses, you know, 25% of it, as they say. To all we have to do is put the right information in there, and then we can get people caring about freedom rather than football.
Well, that's it. Or it's like 1984. They control the population with the lottery. It's a tool for the proletariat. I mean, it's all the same systems of control today.
And even people that, I mean, there have been big studies that have come out in Germany whereby they select a family and they say you can't watch television for 3 weeks, and that family, in some cases, it's like an addiction. They have to turn it on, even though the prize of not watching it for three straight weeks is like, you know, $10,000 or whatever. But people who have switched off the television for 3 weeks notice a remarkable difference in the way that they live their lives generally. They're more aware, more upbeat, less tired. And so physically it's beneficial to turn off the social engineering that's being forced down our throats.
Well, I hate watching TV, and I feel guilty that I don't to monitor them, Paul. What's happened to me? I mean, just in the last 3 months, I don't watch TV anymore.
Well, same with in my case. I mean, watching television for me just makes me furiously angry because the lies are blatant, and you know that millions of people are watching it. And it is possible to read the same lies in a, you know, just a text format online with all the articles and deal with it and then analyze it. But when it's in your face via the television with all these pre-selected, scripted reports and the sheened newscasters that present them, then that does make a person angry. So
yeah, some number 10 blonde licking her lips, smiling, selling us death of our culture, death of humanity. The globalists have killed 200 million people last century. They're arming everyone to the teeth, getting ready for national drafts, carrying out terrorism, putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. I'm angry! I'm sick of it! People, this is life and death. Paul, do you ever just feel like screaming? I'm so sick of watching these serial killer murderers stand up there as our saviors.
All the time, and that's why you probably remember, probably, I think it was just before September 11th, CNN and other major news networks basically sacked a whole plethora of their, you know, old school newscasters, basically middle-aged men, replaced them with these blonde bimbos because they knew that the propaganda was getting more sophisticated, and so they needed to get it across to the sheeple population so they would accept it in a more, you know, acquiescent way, which is why we saw this explosion of blonde bimbos presenting the evening news.
And licking their lips when they talk about Bush, our great leader. So sick, folks. Just trying to go over this propaganda. Paul, I got a couple articles here I want to throw out at you. This is out of the London Independent. U.S. agrees to international control over its troops in Iraq. United States accepts that to avoid humiliating failure in Iraq, it needs to bring its forces quickly under international control and speed the handover of power Javier Solana, the European Union foreign policy chief, said discussions along these lines will be made in the coming days. Mr. Solana told The Independent. Well, I said 6 months before the war, we're going to go in, we're going to get pinned down, we're going to win the major takeover, lose the war, the UN will come in as the savior, because I read globalist reports where they said that was the plan. They go on to say this has already been covertly set up with Bush. Comments, Paul Watson.
Well, yeah, we were talking about the bombings last time around. We were saying, well, why are these bombings taking place? Why are some of them being allowed to take place? And we commented that, you know, it would be the pretext for international control, UN, EU control of the occupation of Iraq, and that's exactly what happened. And people trying to place blame, apportion blame onto who's behind these bombings, obviously the mainstream line is, oh, it's Al-Qaeda coming across, when before the war, even MI5 admitted that they were being told to link Saddam with Al-Qaeda, when in fact Saddam Hussein and Al-Qaeda are basically two opposing views. They hated each other, basically. And then we get all these bombings, and people don't realize that although Saddam Hussein and the Iraqi Republican Guard were paid off to leave the country to Belarus and other Eastern European countries, which was reported in the mainstream media in April of this year, people don't realize that there are still some remnants of that original Iraqi army. I mean, they didn't just disappear. So obviously, part of these bombings is due to those remnants, and part of it is staged events involving CIA.
Yeah, well, a lot of the smaller events is different portions infighting with each other for control after we leave. But to add something here, you see, what happens is we go in, our troops are ordered, bulldoze the fruit trees, kill peasants. They do all this. That creates hate. Then when the UN comes in and takes the pressure off at one level, they'll accept it. I mean, there were Roman statecraft manuals 2,000 years ago of how to put in an oppressive governor, then remove them, reprimand them. But overall, for the EU and Europe, who owns America and England, they use us to go do the dirty work, then they come in and take over, and this makes them look like good guys. That's why domestically the propaganda is how wonderful Bush is, but internationally they admit, Bush blew Saddam out, here's the proof, it's a big scam. Everybody gets to see the corruption, but they're told it's America doing it, not that it's the globalists, Paul.
Well, yeah, and then you've got U.S. soldiers being ordered to tie up Iraqi children. You've got Iraqis selling alcohol being hooded and taken to prison camps, which are basically, you know, rivaled Guantanamo Bay.
That's Associated Press. If you sell anything without an RFID bracelet on saying you work for Halliburton, you're arrested and put in a camp. Go ahead.
Yeah, you've got ID cards being issued for anyone that any Iraqi that wants to leave the immediate area. I mean, every single Iraqi's been disarmed. You've got
and Baghdad's a city of 5 million. The other cities are big too. This is great training for your troops.
And then you've got, I mean, the Red Cross being bombed, which we know has been linked to communists in the past in the UN, but that is supposed to be helping the Iraqis, the Red Cross, with a humanitarian effort, but then that gets bombed, and you ask, well, if the Iraqis are being helped by the Red Cross, why would they bomb it? And then the Red Cross, immediately after their complex gets bombed, they move out of the country. So again, it's the same.
And then ask for a bunch of money.
Yeah, and all the reconstruction contracts, after all these bridges and complexes get bombed, go to, surprise, surprise, Halliburton, Bechtel all have close links to the neocons and the Bush administration.
And here's another one. This is the Washington Post. CIA finds no evidence Hussein sought to arm terrorists. They tell you the lie up front, then they admit the lie but say it was an accident to retain some credibility. The CIA search for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq has found no evidence that former President Saddam Hussein tried to transfer chemical or biological technology or weapons to terrorists, according to military and intelligence experts. And that goes on, Anthony Kordsman, a senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, provided new details about the weapons search and Iraq insurgency in a report released Friday. It was based on briefings over the past 2 weeks in Iraq from David Kay, the CIA representative who is directing the search for unconventional weapons in Iraq, L. Paul Bremer, the U.S. civilian administrator there, and military officials. But here's the deal, folks. If they wanted to find weapons, they'd find them. On purpose, they're not allowed to produce them or manufacture them to, again, make America look bad so the UN can come in as the good cop. We didn't just come up with this scenario. I said this over a year ago, Paul.
Yeah, and even MI5 were being ordered before the war to link Saddam with Al-Qaeda. And again, I've got an entire chapter in the book about how these weapons were sold to Saddam by US government and these same corporations in the late 80s. So if they wanted to produce them, they would produce them, but they haven't for a reason.
We'll be back with more news and more calls. Stay with us. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You are sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw food. You haven't alkalized your body. In fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and/or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most complete protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume ionized water. Normal tap water that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you to homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. Good health is achievable when you tune into Achieving Great Health. If you want to learn more on how to naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley. Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Central. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more. That's 1-888-826-4448 or visit Bob on the internet at www.watershed.net.
All right, John, Elias, Henry, Jess, and others, your calls are coming up. straight into the next segment, then back into more news right now with Paul Watson, who's, again, the webmaster of prisonplanet.com and has amazing insight on the New World Order. Our minds are basically one on these issues. That's why I hired him to be my webmaster, because I found his analysis to be excellent and not kooky, or to be part of the little sewing circles like so many of the other patriots out there. Paul, World Bank okays Caspian Pipeline financing. That finally went through a few weeks ago. Now they've made it official. The World Bank agreed, using our money, to provide the money to build the oil pipeline out of the Tajikistan, Uzbekistan area, right through Afghanistan, down through Pakistan, out to the ocean. Another one of the nice little motives here.
Yeah, even before September 11th, we know that, I mean, we had the report out of the BBC where it was a UN international contact forum involving mainly the European countries, and they basically stated that there needed to be an invasion of Afghanistan during, you know, towards the end of the year, and this report came out in July of 2001.
And troops were 18,000 British troops, 40,000 plus U.S. troops were massed, ready to invade 2 days before 9/11, and Bush had the launch orders on his desk.
Yeah, that later came out in NBC News that Bush had these al-Qaeda attack plans on 9th of September. And in June 2002, when everyone was talking about the pipeline, which had been scheduled for many years, we had the Taliban's in Texas report out of the BBC in 97. People, the BBC reported actually that it was a conspiracy theory that this pipeline was set to go ahead. And then in January of 2003, I remember it was a Globe and Mail report saying that all these countries had got together and agreed that the construction of the pipeline would take place imminently. So again, another conspiracy theory turns out to be true, and now you've got all these different groups jumping in on who controls it and who gets most of the revenue from it.
Absolutely. Here's another report. I talked about telescreens. You talked about them. Now the cameras have TV screens. The computer knows how to look at certain activities, scan cars. They shout orders at you. It actually says they shout at you meanly. Now here in the U.S., been reporting this for years, your phone will ring. If you don't answer it, you'll be fined. It's a special government phone call ring. And this is out of the Arizona Republic today. Emergency dial system is starting in January. An automated dialing system for Maricopa County residents of emergencies goes live in January. Officials have been working and installing the 2.5 million community emergency notification system for a year. The system can call up to 2,200 phones a minute, alerting residents of hazardous fires, toxic spills, or even a terrorist attack. So, and by law, they want to make all the new TVs, all the new radios. The FEMA control systems are already in the radio stations and TV stations since 97. Now, they're going to make it the law. I had the FCC guy on a few years ago about this, where you have to answer the phone or you get some criminal charges. So now we're going to have to answer the phone to get our government messages. It's for our safety, Paul.
Yeah, and they've actually coined a new term for it. I mean, everyone knows about biometrics and telemetrics. Now the new term is behavior metrics, whereby your behavior brings up red flags, and that leads to suspicions of terrorist activity, which includes the reports that we had, and this spans back over a year, loitering in train stations and so forth. And people ask, well, if they have, you know, in this country, 2.5 million, 3 million CCTV cameras, so what? I mean, you can't get the same amount of people to watch every screen, which is why they're feeding it all into these centralized databases, which includes the ID card in Britain and things like the Matrix database in America, which has already been announced, to bring up these red flags to centralize the system. So they.
And now I'm looking at an article where they admit that on the highways, not just the cell towers, but these antenna arrays on the cameras are going to scan your RFID chips that Walmart is already going to put in all its products with Homeland Security. Ooh, Paul, sounds nice.
Yeah, and we've already got the technology whereby these same antennas can scan the radio frequency that you're listening to as you're driving along in your car, and then pinpoint directed advertising towards you on the next billboard.
And now, if you go into bars in London, they make you give a DNA cheek swab to go in and drink beer.
Yeah, and if you refuse to submit to that, the article out of the Telegraph said that they've got police on standby to question you because it's suspicious not to take the DNA swab.
And they've said that it's part of a new national DNA database. Folks, you didn't tune in to a late-night horror science fiction flick. You tuned in to the Alex Jones Show. We're reading nothing but mainstream, in-your-face, pure evil as they destroy the world.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've all heard that garlic has been used for centuries to ward off everything from diseases to demons. What is it about garlic that makes it the most recognized and widely used spice in history? It's called allicin. Allicin is the primary active ingredient in fresh crushed garlic. According to the Journal of Agriculture and Food Chemistry, garlic has only 5,000 micrograms of allicin potential. Garlamax has only 5,500 micrograms of allicin potential, but Alamax has 180,000 micrograms of allicin yield guaranteed. That's why Alamax stands head, shoulders, hips, and ankles above every other garlic product on the market today. Call 877-817-9829 to order Alamax. That's 877-817-9829. Garlic is the number one all-natural antiviral and antibacterial spice on earth, and allicin is the reason. When you need the power of garlic, you need the power of Alamax. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. And remember, garlic is allicin, and allicin is Alamax.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as leads, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul tastes like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.
All right, I got about 10 other really important news stories we'll hit before we end this show. And we've got John and Elias and Jess and Kelly and many others that are patiently holding. We'll get to your calls quickly as well. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. Now, I'm not going to give any specifics out on air, but this is so funny. And we've talked about it during the break all day today, so I have to talk about it. And again, we're not going to say any names. But so many patriots out there patriots, conservatives, libertarians, whatever, they're so busy thinking other patriots are out to get them, and there's men in black hiding behind, you know, the bushes, when the helicopters are openly scanning all of us, that I saw a website where the person posted one of these emails from Africa. Now, anybody that's got emails gotten one of these. I was talking to Rod that runs the internet for the network. He says he's gotten 1,000 of them at least in the last month. I get 50 of them a day for at least 2 years. In fact, let's bring Paul Watson up. Paul, I bet you've gotten these emails that say, my country's recently changed the law. I want to send you $20 million, $5 million. Just wire me $5,000 and you get the $15 million. And only greedy pea brains or really stupid people who are involved in magical lottery thinking would buy into this. But obviously it's working because I get so many of these emails. Somebody's doing this. Somebody's sending, you know, wiring the money to this African bank account in South Africa or Zimbabwe or in Nigeria. You know, it's all different African countries. Same form letters. And I'm on the internet looking around and I see this on a forum. It's hey, look. See the attempted bribery of me to not talk about the New World Order. And I'm looking at it, and people start responding, man, are you nuts? We all get those emails. That's not the government. You know, that's not the government doing that to you. But my point is that how can I talk to these patriots who think I'm bad or somebody else is bad when they think emails from Zimbabwe or emails from wherever are the government trying to bribe them? Let me tell you how the government tries to bribe you. Hello, this is John Doe from one of the biggest syndicators in the country. I'm sure you've heard of me. We'd like to meet you at the 4-star restaurant. And we'd like to, and you get there and they offer you $1 million to sell out and go work for them. If you've ever been in this long enough and worked hard enough and affected change enough, maybe that'll happen to you. If you're a good enough talk show host. And then it's not like we're here to pay you off. It's, hey, come join us. You know, don't be with those kooks. Be like Limbaugh. You know? So I don't know why I'm telling this story. It's just I see so much of that where, you know, like I've got call waiting at my house. And when I'm on my cordless phone, when somebody calls in, it'll cut out for a second. And I've talked to friends and they hear that and go, oh, did you hear that? They're listening to us. Folks, if they're listening to you, you don't hear it. It's all digital now unless they want you to. All I'm saying is the number one cause of death is driving in your car till you're 55. Then it's heart attacks and cancer. You still get in your car, folks. Chances are it's going to kill you. Chances are the statistics are even worse that you'll get really hurt real bad in your car. In fact, I've been hurt quite a few times. I'm still going to get in my car today. Now you look at how evil the globalists are, all the horrible things they do, they're expanding what they're doing, going along with them ensures their victory. We've got to fight them. But again, we have a so-called patriot community where everyone's a Mossad agent or, you know, oh, look, my phone clicked, I'm being spied on. Folks, they don't have the personnel at Echelon, they don't have the personnel at NSA, they don't have the personnel at CIA to do this. Now, they do have local police units federally funded out looking for someone who's a terrorist. That is true. Again, you should give those people a copy of my video. You should wake them up. Paul, I don't even know why I brought this story up, but I shared it with you on the phone yesterday. Is it not ridiculous?
Well, it is because, I mean, sometimes the patriot community are their own worst enemy. I mean, with this email scam, I mean, it's been going on for years. In fact, I've just clicked on my email, and in the last 5 minutes, I've got one, and you can tell that they are these kind of emails by the fact that the email subject line and the sender are all in capital letters. I mean, you get a subject heading like, please, I need your urgent assistance, and it's obviously this offer to transfer millions of dollars into your bank account. So everybody knows about, it used to be called the Nigerian banking scam, but now they've got a bit more sophisticated and they send them from South Africa and Zimbabwe and other countries. So again, it has been going on for years. Everybody gets these emails. Nobody reads them. Everybody deletes them.
But then you tell the person, hey, this is a scam everybody's got, and they go, no, you're just jealous because I'm so powerful. They're trying to bribe me.
Well, it's because there's this, in the last 5 years or so, this huge cult of celebrity that's grown both in America and Britain, and so any chance at elevating one's own self-importance, people normally will fall for that because the ego is a powerful, you know, seductive thing, and so if people receive this sort of thing, they're more prone to take on this paranoid nature and elevate their own ego to say, oh, look, people are trying to bribe me, I'm getting all these emails, and everybody gets them, and it's all fake.
Yeah, let's take some calls. I had to mention that. I mean, when I saw that, I was just rolling. And then people were telling them, hey, that's not true. We all get those. I mean, folks, this is what's wrong with the country. I don't understand it sometimes. I just can't understand it. We've got massive, real things happening. Paul, they admit they're putting cancer viruses in a lot of the vaccines. They're still administering the oral polio vaccine in Austin, which they admit has SV40 in it. What's SV40, Paul?
Well, that's the cancer. And then we've got the same thing being put in potatoes in Britain and other, you know, produce. And so it's the same thing. We've got all these horrors going on, but people try and find these distractions. I mean, it's similar to people who argue, oh, there's, you know, this big split within the New World Order. Russia's fighting Israel and, you know, America's, you know, with the Jews, but then there's this faction within America that doesn't like the Jews, and it seeks to make the whole thing more interesting when the overall picture is that they are all together and we need to fight them on a universal front. But
It's not Jews, it's not Germans, it's not Chinese, it's evil people throughout history, regardless of what color they are, need to be resisted. And I'm trying to bring people together. I get criticized, Paul, because I bring people together, because I'm able to wake leftists up and have them go out and buy guns and become conservatives. I mean, what's wrong with that, Paul?
Well, the New World Order don't like that because obviously they've got the leftist control, because the big leftist groups are funded by the Ford Foundation, and then on the other side, the big pro-war rallies were sponsored by Clear Channel, which is, you know, Bush administration backer, and Clear Channel, Ford Foundation, it's the same people. So if you try to wake the leftists up to that, then they can't see it.
Absolutely. Let's talk to John in Florida, then Elias.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Go ahead.
I'm just calling about the Jensen Beach Pineapple Festival they just had this weekend, and it was they had the Little River Band in concert. And before the concert, the local bank manager, she came out and said that the Little River Band was busy on their tour bus watching their favorite show, Cops. Then they bring out this guy who's like a local hero, and he helped the police apprehend someone who, quote, wasn't on the right side of the law. They give him some Lucite plaque and tell the audience to give him a round of applause, you know, I guess for being like a junior police informer or something. And, he basically just got a small cheer, and then they had to ask everyone to do it again, show him how, you know, proud everybody was of his accomplishment. Then,
and, of course, that was from the local TV.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. It was a stage, like a stage.
Well, I'm asking you, was that on local TV?
Oh, I don't know. No, I was at the concert myself. I don't know who. I know.
So basically it was all, oh, sorry, guys, you can't see the band. They're watching Cops. Here, let's give awards to Tattletales. It was all like a worship of the police state thing?
Exactly. And then, you know, the Little River Band comes out, and they had a bunch of cops in the front. They had security guards. And then they had this guy who was dressed in camo gear with, like, a black beret. And he was kind of, like, running the whole show. He was running back and forth here and there, pointing people out. I mean, this is like a local little festival, you know?
But see, that's the message with Bush, with the police state, and Blair, and the rest of it, and Vicente Fox. If you're powerful, you've got militarized troops around you, see? So now everyone wants to imitate that. See the sick culture?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, it was just, you know, you felt like you were some kind of a, like, captive in this little thing. And they were, like I said, they were pointing people out, and anyone who had a camera, they would grab them and throw them out of the concert because.
We got to keep all the terrorists in line.
Right. It was just amazing.
Well, it's like the article out of the Las Vegas Review Journal. They're now going after county commissioners in zoning scams with the Patriot Act.
Yeah.
Paul, it's terrorism, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what we were talking about earlier with the protesters out of Oregon with the forest work camps, and then all these you were talking about cops groups, and all these shows get exported into this country with titles like, you know, Police Camera Action, and it's all about how, oh, look at how the Russian tax police work. They're so efficient. They're so good.
Oh, look how they brainwash young children to beat people up to be members of the tax police. They wear black masks. Oh, it's so good.
Absolutely. Well, anyway, I just wanted to say, too, your movies are great. I came across you about a year and a half ago. I have all of them, and I'm still waiting for the newest one you put out, and I just got to say, they really are good. They help wake people up.
Well, thank you very much, sir. I appreciate you getting Matrix of Evil. And
thank you.
I appreciate it. Yeah, Matrix of Evil has been shipping out for 2 weeks now. I know everybody is feverish to get it. A lot of you are now telling me you've gotten it and are amazed with it. And the video's shipping out the door, folks. So for those that have gotten the other videos and liked them, get the new video. And here's a good spot to do this. We'll go to Elias and the other callers. Paul Watson, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsor Terror, and the New World Order. Go through in a minute the different chapters in the book.
Different chapters in the book. We've got MI5 carrying out terrorism with the Omar bombing in 98. We've got the Israelis founding and sponsoring Hamas, and globalist groups like the EU still funding Hamas to this day. We've got three chapters on September 11th, which goes into more depth about how the actual operation was carried out, not just the prior knowledge issue, but while, you know, refraining from getting into holographic planes and all that sort of stuff. We've got PNAC, the build-up to the Iraq war, how it was all scripted.
A great expose of PNAC.
Yeah, going right up to the basically the announcement of the Iraq war and how the US government armed Saddam Hussein in the first place, and then more in-depth information about how, while there is sort of a tiny fissure within the New World Order, the basic overall agenda is the same. There's just disagreements on how to implement it without people noticing that it's basically a totalitarian takeover. So in that instance, we do go into some sort of highbrow depth, which that occurs in the later chapters. So as I said before, it's good for both novices and people who have studied it. So
yeah, folks, this is the book. I published it. If it's the best book, and I've read dozens, about government-sponsored terror, about the globalist. You want a tool to wake up that college professor, that high school history teacher, your pastor, your rabbi, whatever. You need to get Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror in the New World Order, over 300 pages, but in concise, focused chapters, an easy read, full of documents and photos. Second copy, $11.95 to give as a gift. And this is what supports Paul Watson, who updates PrisonPlanet.com 6 or 7 days a week. You need to get the book and support what we're doing. When you support us, we expand. When you don't support us, we contract. Obviously, you've been supporting us because we're expanding. Go to InfoWars.com. Go to PrisonPlanet.com to get Matrix of Evil, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, Masters of Terror, 9/11 Road to Tyranny. Get the videos. Get the books. 1-888-253-3139. Write it down, folks. Take action. This is what you can do. This is a great tool to wake people up. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Let's go to Elias in Michigan, then Jess and Kelly. Elias, go ahead. Yes, go
I'm
ahead.
On there? Okay. In Britain, His Majesty is visiting, okay? As Pinochet visited Britain, they should arrest him with a mass people's movement to bring the criminal to justice.
Now, you certainly realize George Bush is a puppet, doesn't run anything.
Yes, but he is the head, and he is the one, and he is the mass murderer. Now, on other things, you'll notice that dissent is being squashed. As you well know, RFPI has been put off the air. Now, whether you're interested or whether
I don't even know what that is.
I'm talking about. But anyway, there's another thing. They're squashing dissent, and others have disappeared from the air. And there's only one thing to do. And if he's visiting the provinces, he's visiting the province of the United States, which happens to be the Isle of, as you say, the beautiful Isle. Okay, but it's time to get him. It's time
to bring him to justice. Thanks for the call. I wish no harm against President Bush. or any other member of the federal government. I want to wake the good people up in government, and then I want to cause a movement constitutionally to indict criminals for treason. That's what I want. Let's talk to Jess in New Jersey. Go ahead, Jess.
Hi, good afternoon, guys. I'm a big fan of both of your work. My question is relating to Princess Diana, or the seeming assassination.
Well, we never answered that question from the listener earlier. Go ahead.
Basically, I think this whole Princess Diana thing is, the homosexual allegations or bisexual allegations with Prince Charles is a distraction from the whole Princess Diana assassination.
From the murder, I would agree.
And, I mean, it's just another example of a preemptive type of disclosure on the part of, you know, the royals. It seems that Charles is being positioned for some kind of crazy role as a New World Order leader. I've even seen things on the Internet about this statue, bronze statue with Prince Charles as an angel, defender of faith or something.
Yeah, that's with the United Nations. Comments, Paul?
Well, as soon as the... I knew about the Prince Charles situation about 2 weeks before it broke in the British media. At that point, I was thinking, well, this might be interesting, you know, another royal scandal which shows them to be complete decadent scum, basically, which is what most people in this country think of them. But as soon as it started to break, it did become obvious, and I said this on the website, that it was a blatant distraction from the fact that 2 weeks previously this whole Diana thing had come out where she predicted her own death, and it brought up all the evidence to do with the fact that she was killed. So, yes, the Charles bisexual allegation situation is a blatant distraction.
And, hey, look what it did for Arnold. I mean, to be a conservative, you've got to be for open borders, gun control, and in hardcore gay porno mags. And that was Brazil gave him that statue, by the way.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Are you having problems with the high cost of prescription medications? Who isn't? Perhaps it's privacy issues. Either way, grab a pen and write this number down. 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. That's a toll-free call that will lead you to the online pharmacy. The online pharmacy has free prescriptions on name brand medications. That's right, I said free prescriptions on name brand prescription medications. A quick process with the physicians at the online pharmacy, and you can have your medications delivered right to your door. It's quick, it's easy, and it saves you money on popular name brand medications like diet pills and muscle relaxers, or painkillers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You'll save money on anti-anxiety medications, heartburn relief, or allergy control, all without having to go to the doctor's office. The list is endless, and the prescriptions are free. The online pharmacy respects your right to privacy and can save you money. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. Don't wait. Do it today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Final segment. Been a great show today. We do this show Monday through Friday from 11 to 2, back from 9 to midnight Central. Let's try to let Jess, Kelly, and Rick finish up here. Jess, got about 30 seconds left. If you had something else you wanted to say from New Jersey, go ahead.
Yeah, sure. The other thing I want to comment on is just these the trend with these the children's programming on television. It almost seems like the parents in all these situations in the cartoons and such are framed as being idiots, and I think there's an agenda behind that.
Of course, and Fox Television, the dad's always bad, the mother's the authority figure, breaking down the family. It's an official globalist policy. I've read it hundreds of times. Official Department of Education policy, official activity of Nickelodeon. They've even bragged about it. Paul Watson, comments to that.
Well, yeah, we've seen this evisceration of the atypical, you know, strong father authority figure, which makes the, you know, a strong family unit. That's accepted throughout the ages. And what this leads to is the what's going on in this country right now. Serious talk and actual legislation being introduced that bans parents from smacking their children. Now, my argument with this is that if criminals are going to abuse children, then why is the law going to stop them? The only thing the law does is prevents responsible parents from disciplining their children and hands their upbringing over to the state, which is exactly what this kind of legislation seeks to introduce.
Exactly. Thanks for the call, Jess. Thanks. Kelly in Utah. Go ahead, Kelly. You're on the air, Kelly.
If someone can get a hold of you, like somebody don't want them to talk to you. Anyway, on November 1st, Sue Ann Campbell of Round Rock, Texas, had her internet service canceled without explanation by Austin Internet Service Provider, Texas.net.
Okay.
TexasNet told her they could no longer supply her special needs and threatened her with being charged with harassment if she tried calling them again.
Well, I mean, if an internet service provider doesn't want to give you service, just go to somebody else.
Yeah.
So you're not calling from Utah?
Yes, I am calling from Utah. Oh,
okay.
And Sue Ann never was in error or even advocated violence. Sue Ann is an activist fighting to expose the ways that government currently harass citizens.
Yeah, I know her. She's a nice lady. I think she had a website about the police state, didn't she?
I believe so.
And then they kicked her website off.
They sure did.
Well, I'll have to talk to her. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Rick in New York. Rick, you're on the air. Go ahead. Last caller.
Yeah, what do you call it? The other night I was up to about 4 a.m. and I was watching C-SPAN, and they had the George Marshall Foundation dinner report, and on it was David Rockefeller, and they were honoring Colin Powell. And I like what Robert Welch says in The Politician, that Marshall is basically an agent of the Kremlin.
Yeah, but that's only one level of it. The communists are controlled by the Rothschilds and the big banks.
Oh, of course. I wouldn't argue that. I agree with that 100%.
I know. It's like 2 weeks ago Bush gave Kennedy an award. I mean, it's just disgusting.
It is. Okay, I'll let you go. I just wanted to give you that tip. If you want me to send it to you, you want to see David Rockefeller?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, please. I love video like that. Thank
okay,
you. Thanks for the call. We're out of time, folks. Be back tomorrow, back tonight. Look. Tonight, it's going to be at 7 o'clock, be there about 6:45, Big LBJ Bass Lecture Hall. They got the former head of CIA counterintelligence terrorism, Total New World Order, former deputy director of the FBI there. Come to the event. They're going to take questions. Ask them questions. I'm not the only one that will be there asking questions. I want to see you there tonight. And then, of course, on the radio, 9 to midnight. Paul Watson, final comments, my good buddy.
Well, just with the communist thing, we've got another article from Henry Macau today which talks about the communist capitalist international, and obviously it was not just the communist movement, it was co-opted, just like the New York capitalist movement was co-opted, so all controlled from the top, and we've got that article on the Prison Planet today.
All right, the globalists actually created and had the Communist Manifesto written to con the masses back into serfdom. It's serfdom, they call it freedom. It's all command and control, autocracy. Take care, see you back tonight.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere.